All right, we're looking back at Fall 2 now with the Masconomet High School football coach, Gavin Monagle. And Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate it.
Coach, we got to start with the bad, I guess, along with the good. My father used to say, you know, you got to take the bitter with the sweet. Tough loss in Winthrop. Winthrop, of course, having a really spectacular season. Nevertheless, a tough one for you guys. Maybe you could give me a little bit of the positives on that game for you guys.
Yeah, no, I thought it was an excellent high school football game. Both teams played real well. Quick game, moved along real well.
Mm-hmm.
Very few penalties. No turnovers. Just a well played game. Thought both teams were, were able to come back. You know, we got the lead, they got the lead, we got the lead, they got the lead. Back and forth. Neither team gave in. Last pair is back and forth, even though there were no touchdowns there at the end. But both teams got, you know, some chances there. We got down inside a couple times there. A couple big plays just didn't go our way, and you know, I think Winthrop came up with some big defensive stops at the end, and we got one big defensive stop at the very end too, and got one more shot at things, and just weren't able to get there close enough for,
you know, I sense your frustration as a coach, obviously, and I get that, and I'm wondering, are there times, is there ever a time, maybe, you know, a year after the game or whenever, when you can look back at a game like that and say, damn, that was a good game? Because right now what you're doing is processing and, you know, you're looking at all the pluses and minuses and grading things and saying, how can we, you know, make sure that we win the next time and so on and so on. You know, you're mechanical, you're methodical, but is there ever a time, Coach, when you can sit back and say, even if you don't win the game, damn, that was a good game?
Oh yeah, this was definitely one like that. You know, I definitely see what kind of a team they are, what kind of program they are. And it was good hitting, good tackling, good, you know, mm-hmm. Both teams came up with some big catches. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that was cool about it, because you did see both teams come up with big plays.
Yep.
You know, that's always nice. It's not like, you know, people were getting ahead because other teams were messing up, you know, it's because both teams got their points because, you know, kids made some big plays. Whereas us, you know, a couple of kids made some, you know, I know Cannon Hunt out of nowhere made, you know, he hasn't really been a go-to guy for us, but he got a, you know, 41-yard touchdown reception. You know, Matty Richardson stepped up, played incredible for us. Matty, I think, had like close to 50 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
He's scrambling for us. I mean, like so you saw some of our kids just step up and just really contribute. You give them the ball, and you say, go play. And it was one of those days where nothing was too fancy, but, you know, let the kids throw a little bit, let them run a little bit, and they came up big. I thought another kid for us, Owen Barrett, the sophomore for us, he ended up with 54 yards on 3 receptions and a couple big catches. So that was pretty cool to see, you know. And I know they had some kids making some big plays over there, too, so. It was like, you know, like I said, back and forth. We went up 7-0. They went up 8-7, you know, 14-8, you know, 16-14, you know. So it was good. It was cool. You know?
Okay, listen, you know, it's one thing to watch these things on video on the little screens here, but we got to get people back in the stands, man, because
this was great. They had a nice little crowd. Like it was so strange, though, because they had like this student section was outside the stadium, you know.
Is that right? Yeah,
guys lined up down there, and it was cool. Yeah, this was a game a lot of people should have seen.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm talking. Yeah,
yeah,
and you know, both communities have such great legacies, man, in sports. It's great. Now, is that the first time Masco and Winthrop have played each other?
No, you know what? They played in a Super Bowl years ago, early 2000s. They played twice in that one season. Masco lost to Winthrop, pretty good. Coach Pugh told me about this game, and then the playoff game. I think it was like when they had the two Super Bowls back in the day. I think it was then. It was like came down to a final play of a game, and Winthrop beat them by a point or two.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to Coach Driscoll or Coach Fasillo back, and I didn't realize that.
Fasillo will know that one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was there. He was at the game, Coach Fasillo.
Oh, is that right? I love it. I love what you guys do, man. It's such a good fraternity. All right, Coach, you mentioned some of your younger kids, and what's the plan now? What do you do from here on? You got about, three months maybe or so before you get back together again?
Yeah, I mean, so one of the good things about the springtime is, you know, they got go football in, and it's, you know, so it's like kind of like the colleges would refer to a spring practices. So, and a lot of the young kids played. You know, we played a ton of young kids this year, and a lot of them stepped up really good. They had to. You know, they got thrown into the fire. So I think, you know, I think it's very promising. A lot of kids have a lot of experience now. We're coming back, you know, not like, you know, having a quarterback coming back with some experience and real good game experience. He really stepped up, Matty Richardson, the past few games. He really, really came into his own. So, and I think he's such a nice kid. All the kids love him. And I think everyone's happy to see, you know, a kid like that do so well. And, you know, now when he's back, you know, we got Richie Guarino, who's another kid back. He had a nice season for us. Canada Hunt, both back. They're both a couple good players. Tyler McMahon, who's an excellent defensive end for us, tight end, super player. He's back. He's only a sophomore. So we have a lot of kids who got, you know, got a taste of things here. And, you know, we're definitely looking forward to making a run at things
In the fall. No question. I think the final question I have, Coach, is there any, I don't even know how to ask it, but what's the experience like for being in the NEC now? I mean, it's just, you prepare for a game, I'm sure, the same way, no matter whether you're in the CAL or the NEC. But the travel is a little bit different, that's all. So, how do you assess the first year in the conference?
I think, you know, it's every week's, you know, you're playing someone who looks a lot like you, you know, as far as, like, you know, I thought Damus and us matched up pretty even, and Winthrop and us matched up pretty even.
Mm-hmm.
PB and us matched up pretty even. You know, obviously Marblehead, I think, was the team that everyone's, you know, has to, you know, set their eyes on a little bit, you know, but I think the rest of us were all pretty even, and we didn't get to play Beverly, but, you know, he's kind of...
It's coming, yeah.
Even,
yeah.
And, you know, yeah. So everyone's in the same boat, I think, you know, looking to get ahead, and it's going to come down to that Friday night on, you know, who's out there and, you know, making the play when you need to make a play. That's going to be the difference in the wins.
Well, I love it, Coach, man. I'm glad everybody, you know, all the kids got to participate, and it was great. It was weird, but it was a great season, very competitive, and, you know, football is football, so we got a couple of months, and we'll see you again.
Yeah, no, we'll be ready to go again. You know, so thanks for everything, Rick. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gavin, man. Have a great summer. I know it's a little early, but we'll talk in a few months.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Appreciate it.
That is Gavin Monagle, who is the high school football coach at Masconomet. I'm Rick Moore, and this is MSO News Sports.